I'm glad you're here with me as I continue to read the Bible using the New Heart English Bible Translation. In this episode, I read the Gospel of Matthew,
chapter 24. Howdy, welcome to God's Adopted. I'm here to help encourage you to grow in faith through stories, teaching, and practical examples so you can experience more of God in and through your life. When we get born again, He adopts us. This podcast is here to encourage us all to grow in becoming the children of God He's adopted us to become. Join me and learn to do like Peter did. Let's get out of the boat and step on the water with Jesus. Matthew chapter 24. Jesus went out from the temple and was going on His way. His disciples came to Him to show Him the buildings of the temple. But answering, He said to them, "Do you not see all of these things? Truly I tell you, there will not be left here one stone on another that will not be thrown down." As He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered them, "Be careful that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will lead many astray. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for this must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and plagues and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to oppression and will kill you. You will be hated by all of the nations for my name's sake. Then many will stumble and will deliver up one another and will hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because lawlessness is multiplied, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end, the same will be saved. This good news of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. When therefore you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take out things that are in his house. Let him who is in the field not return back to take his coat. But woe to those who are with child and to the nursing mothers in those days. Pray that your flight will not be in the winter, nor on a Sabbath, for then there will be great oppression, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever will be. Unless those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved. But for the sake of the chosen ones, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone tells you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For there will arise false messiahs and false prophets, and they will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. See, I have told you beforehand. If therefore they tell you, 'Look, he is in the wilderness,' do not go out. 'Look, he is in the inner chambers,' do not believe it. For as the lightning flashes from the east and is seen even to the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the carcass is, there is where the vultures gather together. But immediately after the oppression of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Now, from the fig tree, learn this parable. When its branch has now become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. Even so, you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things are accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But no one knows of that day and hour, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but my Father only. As the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the box-shaped vessel. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched, and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore also be ready, for in an hour that you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has set over his household to give them their food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord finds doing so when he comes. Truly I tell you that he will set him over all that he has. But if that evil servant should say in his heart, my Lord is delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he does not expect it, and in an hour when he does not know it, and will cut him in pieces and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There is where the weeping and grinding of teeth will be. I love seeing how our real living God is working in and through our real living lives in this real world. Please subscribe to this podcast and keep listening. If you've been blessed or encouraged in some way and want to leave a review, please do that by writing your review on iTunes. If you haven't already, please drop in and say howdy in our Facebook group when you can. See you next time on the water with Jesus.